Physical Manifestations, Item 11. Afterword recategorized as Patient 68-X. This entry cannot be substantiated with an accordant specimen. Instead, you, future researcher, must labor with a meager description of what this researcher observed. When this specimen was collected, it was a neatly bound bundle of brown hair wrapped tightly with a piece of black wire. Later, when I asked an assistant to bring it to me as part of the interview process with the patient, observational calculus, the bundle of hair crumpled to dust in the assistant's palm before my eyes. This obviously caused some amount of consternation in the room, and I like to think I would have masked my alarm quite well if it were not for what had happened next. Welcome to Ash and Snow.
These intros just keep getting weirder.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I prefer these ones to the teeth guy.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
I think we have a little congratulations in order. Aubrey, nominated for Best GM. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're crushing it.
That's an actual verifiable award at Gen Con. So, good job with your nomination. I'm sad you didn't ultimately get it, but I think it's a good thing for us to talk a little bit about your other podcast for which you probably got that award for, Goblets and Gays.
Yeah, I definitely nominated for that because, I mean, it's the only other Pathfinder show I do GM. So,
you guys are starting a new season. I don't know where it'll be by the time that this episode goes live.
Yeah, I mean, we're wrapping up the final season of the campaign we've been playing for about 3 years.
Wow.
So, it's like figuring out what we're doing next. Like, I have something in the background, but it's also me turning to everyone else being like, please run something else. I'm tired. Please give a couple of months of stuff, please. I think there's talk of revisiting our alien game, so that might be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, with Starfinder 2E coming out soon, that'll be pretty easy.
Hey, Paizo, are we going to get an alien crossover?
How many Starfinder races are we just gonna shove into Pathfinder 2E? Our ancestry all list is them. About to like quintuple.
All of them.
Yeah.
And it's
70 new ancestries.
That's fine.
It'll be a pretty incredible list as it comes up, but just wanted to make sure that doesn't pass without the congratulations that it's due. And you, listener, I hope that you'll check out Goblets and Gays as well as all the associated other projects our players and myself are a part of, which we'll talk about a little bit more as the season goes on. But yeah, great job, Aubrey.
Thank you.
And with that, let's get back into the episode. We find our battered and broken heroes in another one of the endless rooms that they seem to be caught in. Baron has returned. He is unscathed and stands next to a party who only just barely were able to get past the latest abomination that they have faced in Kanipo's keep.
Baron?
This place has been kind of nuts.
Yeah.
Well, at least we managed to find each other again.
Baron, where were you?
I don't know.
We had...
Somewhere here.
We had a plan. Where the hell were you?
Well, the plan was to follow the rope back, and I did so, and the rope led to nowhere. Then I found a crazy fetchling man, who is now deceased, who informed me of a way of reaching you all. And then Kanipo kidnapped me into an endless void before I eventually found my way back here.
You see, Mia over there? She was stabbed. Yeah. You see?
As were you, just briefly a moment ago.
You see Freya?
Yep.
On the ground trampled.
Better.
Where the hell were you?
Trying to find my way back here for the rest of you.
We had a plan. We had a rope. And when we pulled on the rope, you were not on the other side of it. It looked like it was a very intentional thing.
He just kind of looks down at his waist where the rope isn't tied anymore. Well, it wasn't that way on my end. I've kept following it down hallways until it led to that strange fetchling man I mentioned.
Who are you?
As far as I know, Varen.
You come in, you claim you don't have a memory, you question everyone, you have claims and accusations galore, you have a bird that somehow knows how to use weaponry, and when we needed to stick together, you disappeared. And now you're saying, oh, you met a fletchling, the silly shadow world creature, and suddenly you're back here in the nick of time.
Ben, you're in no state to be engaging in any of this. Surprised you're still standing after that blow from the blade, but either way, had I wanted you dead, so as some secret agent of Kanipo, you think we'd be talking right now? You think I wouldn't just fire a shot off into your head of what little remains of that flame? Get yourself some recovery, then we can talk.
Notice the only one uninjured here.
You were on the ground. I just got back. I did not fight anything along my way here.
So you came in, knew exactly what to say to get this creature just to back off a little bit?
Yes, that its boss had sent me after being captured to kill it, to let it die.
So the boss sent you?
He released me from whatever shadowy room he had me within, some doorway that let me lead here. By the way, Freya, what were you thinking and even remotely suggesting splitting up?
Look, I panicked, okay? You vanished. I didn't know what was going on.
Of all the people I would trust to keep things in order.
Wait, how did you know that?
He had some strange window that I could watch as you were walking down the hallway. Some sort of torture, the emotional blackmail of sorts. The choices were either I abandon you all here and leave, or I find out no information that's useful to us and we all die.
Did you find out anything useful?
I have a name but no context to it, and a bit more information on Kanipo himself, his goals and endgames, what his plots are. He thinks us some sort of kindred spirit and madman.
Well, if we're being honest here, out of everyone, you're kind of the one that's most similar to him. Kind of grumpy. He's kind of grumpy.
He's insane.
You question everything. He kind of questions everything. I don't know. There's some similarities. Like, I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. Like, please don't rip my head off. Sorry. But, like, if we're gonna go there, we're gonna go there. And you kind of, there's a similarity. That's all I'm saying. All right, I'm gonna go shut up now. And she, like, wanders off. Like,
sit down. The blood loss is going to your head. You keep walking around, you're going to pass out.
There's food in my pack.
Farron, we need to bandage our wounds and get a little bit of rest. I think you should stand over there.
That's the plan, is, well, I'm uninjured, the rest of you need time to recover, I can take watch, that's not
and
a problem.
I swear, the last thing you will see is my blade, if you are not who you claim you are.
Says the man who had recently attempted to choke out Maya while on a drug binge. Fantastic.
I rolled a hit.
Oh, some PvP. Okay. That is a 16. Then you try to strike at Varen, but he's able to step back as you are still feeling woozy from your wounds.
Right. So I imagine he's, like, just going forward. He aims the punch, and as he does this, he, like, trips over his own tail ever so slightly as the sword wound causes the wound to reopen for a second, and as he does this, he kind of crashes to the ground.
Just kind of almost see Varen as you go to wind this up, doesn't go to back away, but almost step into it, just kind of like get inside the range, and then he hit the ground. He just kind of looks down, shakes his head, reaches into his pocket a moment, and pulls out a little bundle and just tosses it on the ground in front of Vin. Here, you're more useful when you're on drugs than when you aren't. Maybe you can get your act together when you're a bit numb, and just sets himself over into the hallway. Get your rest. When you're ready, let me know. Maybe once you've had a bit more time to recover, you'll actually be able to think straight.
With that, Varen goes not out of eyeshot of the rest of you, but has definitely separated himself a little bit. You all take him up on your offer to have a long rest and recover your wounds and stamina and spells.
What drugs are these, by the way? I might take them.
It's the last the thing of Flayleaf that he had.
Okay. No, Mia said no, I will not take the drugs.
Later, once we're out of here.
But I am keeping them.
All right, when you all settle down and take a not necessarily restful sleep, it is odd sleeping in here as the lights never dim. There's no sun, to go down, there's no moon to rise up or stars. There's not even the odd comfort of a campfire. It is just this unending dim sort of light. But you are able to get your full 8 hours, which somehow adventurers get and real people never do.
Right.
But you're able to recover with a full night's rest.
Did Varen sleep?
Assumedly, some point, someone would come to take watch, but...
I would at some point, you know.
I was gonna say Mia would, but...
He wouldn't stay far from where, like, he would, from where someone is keeping watch, he would keep himself distant from Vin and Mia, and just, like, if where they kept watch where he was at, he would keep watch, well, he would go to bed, like, 15 feet away from them in the corner, just laying on the ground.
I mean, I have to be up any earlier anyways for... daily preparations, so...
As you all wake up, there is something distinctly different about the room that you wake up in compared to the one that you went to sleep in. Though you are safe, you're not surrounded by enemies or anything, one of the hallways has been replaced. Instead of just being a long, empty hallway that veers off to the left or right, there is now a set of double doors.
And we see this?
Yes, all of you see this.
All right, Mia, like, blinks. My eyes are bad. But was that there before?
No, this is, it seems to have done the thing it likes to do and rearrange itself when we maybe aren't looking.
Wasn't someone always looking?
The place works by Kanipo's rules. He puts you where he wants you to be, or the place can keep you wandering infinitely from the place that you do not want to be. It's an odd series of loops and maps, and the only way to escape it isn't to find the way out, to throw the map out entirely.
Oh, you gotta get lost.
We're going to go where he wants us to go.
Is this person, entity, like, divine? How Kanipo do they have... Or... Yeah, Kanipo, how does he have so much control over this domain?
My understanding, it's tied into something of a dealing with Count Ranelagh, one of the Fae Eldest. They gave him a corner pocket of this place, and it's now his to rule over, his to control. From what I gather of what the mapmaker told me, supposedly... this was the tree something where he was previously sealed and defeated by the first elves that dealt with him, but now it's his dominion, so I'm not sure how accurate that is. What information I've gotten so far, I believe it's called Nighthold.
What interesting name.
We stand a chance.
He is, well, as mortal as a fae is. Well, he controls this realm. He's not a god.
I mean, we know what's probably weak to cold iron. And I mean, we just gotta work together. We've been great at that, but, you know...
I tried so hard to hold that in. I'm sorry.
Freya says this, three people turn around and just raised eyebrow.
Like,
I said, Mara? This is a moment for us to learn to work together.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
We have not been great about working together before, but to do this, we do need to work together. Then I know you are our frontliner. You're the one that makes the most noise and, you know, runs in first. And I mean, it's good. It's really good. You and I together, working together in the front lines, I think was really good. And Mia, you, with your magic, you know, keeping us up and, you know, doing anything you can to damage enemies from afar or just make their lives hell, gonna be good. And Varen, overwatch and, you know, being really good at shooting things, always seem to know what they're weak to. And those words of encouragement when we really need it.
Mia's just looking up at everyone like, yeah, that sounds great!
Finn's probably scowling.
We can work together.
Varen just pulls up the weapon at his side and just kind of lets the bird start reloading it from the side of his arm and just, oh, the doors are right there. He's presented them to us.
Might as well.
When we say doors, does it have like a doorknob and like a lock or a place for a key?
They are normal looking double doors. They're not like, you know, the Jurassic Park gates or anything like that. Right. Not huge.
That's as much as we can do. We'll get sued.
You get five notes.
but it is large enough that you would expect to see these doors like on a traditional castle going to a throne room. So yeah, they have like, you know, sort of knobs. I don't actually know what kind of opening apparatus. Everyone just always seems to like push the doors open and they go, whoa.
That's because everyone wants to be Aragorn from Lord of the Rings.
Is there a like light coming out from underneath the door?
No.
All right. Freya, open the door. Mia, can you shoot some light inside? And then I'll go.
Sure can.
Sounds good. Well, move in to open the doors to let Mia put some light in there.
Totally do. Four little light bulbs floating around.
All right. Are you opening the door?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ben's okay. Walking in first.
You open up the doors. A short flight of stairs leads up to a wide chamber. A raised dais holds an elaborate throne of living wood, leafless black branches twisting up out of its back. A four-poster bed of black silk is on the western side of the room. Next to the bed is a small birdcage, inside of which is a hat-wearing hedgehog clutching the iron bars. Huge tapestries hang down from 20-foot-high ceilings, showing a bright forest at the top slowly turning to spindling black branches at the bottom. Sitting at the throne is Kanipo, who stands and addresses Mia. You have arrived at last, daughter.
Excuse me, what?
You are my tool to plunge the world into darkness, that I may step anywhere unencumbered and feast upon every life of Galarian.
Mia's like looking behind her, kind of like half chasing her tail, like, what do you mean? Plunge that? I'm not. No. And then she's like, tries to look really tough, and she's like, no, we're not doing that. I won't let you.
First, I shall free you from these burdensome pests. But I assure you, my child, you will come to see my way of things.
I try to after he declares his intention, I'm going to try to catch him off guard and charge in.
As you run into charge, he activates the Shade Wither key.
His track guard.
And this man out here playing Yu-Gi-Oh. You can't tell me Shade Wither Key doesn't sound like a Yu-Gi-Oh card trap. Come on.
Totally Definitely does.
It causes the mirror image effect, making it look like there are multiple Kanipo the Slims now in this room. And since you have made the charge, let's go ahead and roll for initiative.
Can I make an argument for athletics?
Yes, you can.
What? I'm so Mia's sorry. Ready. I rolled a 20. I am ready. I really want to, like, just annihilate this person off the face of the planet.
Vin wants to rush in. Varen just is going to watch this happen. Both nat ones. Starting off strong. Caster going first. Just kind of, just, oh, there he goes again. Heading right on in there, isn't he?
That's nat 1 plus 8 for a 9.
Oh boy.
Nat 1 plus
you
8.
Trip over your shoelaces.
Oh. Kanipo also rolls a nat 1.
But his is 17.
And yet is still second in the initiative order.
Because no one else rolled above like a 4.
No, I got like a 7.
That's barely above a 4.
So, Mia, you see that Kanipo is starting to take the form of several versions of himself as Vin starts to charge at him. But you are actually quickest on the draw. What are you doing?
Mia, since the door has opened, has just been dancing lights, dancing lights, dancing lights, dancing lights. She is actively trying to pump the room with as much light as possible.
Okay.
I don't know how you want to handle that since it is a cantrip.
Yes. So you are able to do that. However, because this is his domain, it still has the active effects against light.
I think it just makes it bright light dim and dim light dark.
Yes, exactly.
So basically they only have a 20-foot dim aura.
That's fine. I'm still just actively pumping the room full.
All right, perfect. So you do that. Let me see if I can change that light radius. 20 to do it.
See, I have the little light thing next.
Well, I pressed 20 feet. Well, anyway, so a 20-foot aura around Mia will have dim light, which will have a impact, but are you doing anything else with your last action?
Mia is going to just kind of take a step, like just a little 5-foot step out of the doorway to like here and just tuck herself into a corner, but she's still trying to like look intimidating and fierce and like no, I'm not gonna let you bully me into being your whatever. That's creepy, man. No.
Looking intimidating while also cowering in the corner.
Shh. Two things can be true at the same time.
Mia contains multitudes.
You can't see me shaking. That's all that matters.
The next in the order is Kanipo. Vin, you have started to run at him, but he is a little bit faster. He casts Paralyze on you. I need a will save from you.
Look, I know I gave the big we all need to work together speech. I did not think it would fall apart this fast.
That's what I'm trying! I'm April staying first. In the back. I'm gonna use my spells.
Hoping to make lots of noise. I made lots of noise.
Oh, yes. I should clarify that because this is a boss fight, you all have one hero point.
Just one?
Just one.
You've all been awarded one hero point since, with however many else you still have.
I don't know if I should burn it on a... So it's a 14, it's a regular failure. I don't know if I should burn it on a regular failure and save it for one of those crit fails. That's bound to happen in this combat. So
I mean, you just lose one action.
You'll lose one round.
Yeah, paralyzed for one round.
I'm going to let it happen. I mean, I'm not going to reroll it. I didn't let it happen. I didn't want it to happen. It happened to me. I'm going to.
Then just like, no, I will. I will accept this. I will let this happen, Kanipo. This makes you happy.
All right. Then you are stopped in your tracks as you are temporarily paralyzed. Uses his next action to slim step, where he appears significantly closer to all of you, stepping into the back of his throne and then out of a wall that is unlit by Mia's light. Freya.
I'm going to move over. Seeing as he's coming through this way, I'm going to try to head him off to stop him from getting to Mia with the talon drawn, and I am gonna go in for a spell strike. We're gonna do a hydraulic push spell strike.
Okay, go ahead and make that roll to see if it hits. That is a miss.
He's a little too slim.
All right, next, Vin, you are still paralyzed.
I'm gonna roll recall knowledge checks to see if I get anything. I am going to start with an occultism recall knowledge. I am looking for, like, he seems pretty quick. Does he seem sturdy? So this is a... Yeah, it's a blind roll.
You look through your mind palace of occultism knowledge and are coming up with a blank.
Maybe I can figure out this teleporting ability?
Whatever he's doing, it is not something you're familiar with.
Okay. And maybe the key?
Well, you know it's the one you're looking for, but exactly what else it can do besides the Omnibulate curse, you're not sure.
I'm like... want to yell at Freya, but my mouth is just like, that's me.
Varen.
When the intelligent guy, or the least intelligent guy, makes the intelligent check.
So you would not have your cold iron rounds on you anymore, right?
Just regular old bullet. But we'll find out if I can, because this is the first time Varen's been able to physically see this man. He wasn't hiding in the dark, or like halfway behind a tree, or showing up in a painting where he wasn't before, or something. I don't know. This dude's just creepypasta. So stage one is going to be an exploit vulnerability.
That is a regular failure. So as much as you have learned about Kanipo the Slim, and though you know that he is a fae, without any kind of extra knowledge, you're not sure what exactly you're supposed to do now.
Well, the only other thing we can do is level the gun, fire off two shots. Well, this is where we got to, Kanipo. Okay. You know this was coming. Fair's fair. First attack. Another 7 on the die, and
the first shot misses
at a much lower modifier. 18 on the die, 21.
One misses.
That is unfortunately still a miss.
Yep, we're level 2. That is a 21 AC miss.
How does the mirror image effect work on that?
Yes. So if Kanipo is hit, there is then a random chance that it hits one of the images instead of Kanipo.
So we have to declare the hit. We have to hit before we declare if it doesn't.
You have to make the hit, and then I roll a dice, and depending on the outcome of that dice roll, it'll either hit Kanipo, or it'll hit a mirror image.
Okay.
If it hits the mirror image, it's destroyed, but you don't do any extra damage.
Gonna need probably at least a 14 to hit this guy on my first attack.
Our dice luck's not that good.
Jory,
me!
This whole time to think about it, and I thought I had a really great idea. I super fucking don't. Mia is going to continue to just run around the room, but designate lights on people. So everyone gets their own light.
Dancing light. Okay. Little lights appear on top of Varen, Freya, and Vin.
Hope this helps y'all. Sorry.
They do provide some dim light directly surrounding you, but don't extend much further than that. So where are you moving to?
I'm gonna move here near Vin, and I'm gonna just call out to Vin and be like, hey, you buddy, you doing good? You're doing great. I think you're doing great. You were so scary.
Kanipo, he lashes out with one of his claws at Freya.
Mm-hmm.
That is another nat 20 of mine. Super fun.
Oh my god!
So on top of doing the critical damage to Freya of 18 points of damage, Freya, I need a fortitude save from you.
Yep, man has a plus 18 boss. To hit.
Oh my god.
My AC is 18. Yeah,
the
golfer
boss is not get crit on the first attack.
So 12, I don't think that's going to succeed.
12 is a regular failure. Luckily not a critical failure, as bits of his flayed skin start to wrap around your shadow. It starts to cause your body to wither as you take 9 points of mental damage.
And I'm unconscious.
You're unconscious as well as still frightened. Frightened.
Yes, my corpse will be very scared of this.
So Frey, your initiative will move right before Kanipo.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his first action.
Yep, TPK, here we come.
Oh my god.
He takes a step back with his slim step and appears up here. Closer to his throne, but putting Vin and Varen into a line. And that'll be all for him this turn. Vin.
No longer paralyzed.
And as the paralysis goes, as Freya falls to the ground unconscious, like, don't touch the key! Oh, whoops, too late. And we'll charge at Kanipo. We will take one action to stride. Should I try the trip?
I don't think a trip's gonna matter here. I don't lower his AC, but he can just move at will.
Yeah. We are going to reach out. That purple flame is going to try to surround him as we use a touch of corruption.
Okay, so he'll need to make a fortitude save. Comes. That is a failure.
Nice. He is going to take one.
Sticking to that, rolling the lowest damage possible.
But most importantly, he has a minus really, two AC, matter. Which is really the good part of this effect. And then I will take my weapon and swing down. It's a nat 20! That is a critical hit.
Jesus!
But let's see if that hits Kanipo or one of his mirror images. So there are three mirror images. So the first roll is a 1d4 on a 1.
Good news.
It hits.
Even if you hit an image, you still hit him, but only for normal damage.
Yes.
So I roll normal damage. I don't crit. I don't get my fancy.
But you do break an image.
No, you don't. Because that is a 4 on the d4. So one of the images is destroyed. But yeah, go ahead and roll the normal damage.
All right. Normal damage is 10 points
above average damage. Wow. Damage. We're doing it.
All right.
Some of us, one of us is at least.
Don't jinx it, man. Don't jinx it.
Only two of the mirror images remain now. Anything else that you can do, Vin?
That's three actions there, so.
Varen.
Gonna look over to Mia. Mia, can you get her up? And then immediately rush forward here. Like did. There we go. Rush up behind Vin and just, there's nothing stopping me from trying to figure out more because exploit, it doesn't have a cooldown. Just once a round, I can keep trying.
It's just the action economy that matters about it.
I'm only going to hit this guy on my first attack anyway, unless I roll a nat 20 on my second. So okay. It's worth it to get the extra damage. I'm going to try this again. And this is actually a public roll I just checked. That's a nat 20.
It is. That is a nat 20. So along with all of the other stuff that you know about him, you are able to exploit his cold iron weakness, even though you don't have any cold iron bullets on you.
He's going to pull up his rifle here, level it at Kanipo, and just kind of pat the spot where the ammo wasn't, or, well, isn't anymore. And just kind of smirk a moment. Well, the joys of iron, Kanipo, is any of it can be made cold. The rifle kind of just has a brief shimmer of blue along it before a shot's going to get fired off at this man.
Now, you also learn any of his resistances and immunities. Though he doesn't have any specific resistances, he is immune to fear effects.
That's useful, because that was going to be what my other actions were going to be, because I'm not hitting him on a second attack. Figure out something else after this turn, I guess. For now, we're gonna try and shoot this man. That's a 19 total, 11 on the die. I do not shoot this man.
The bullet flies past Kanipo as we move to Mia.
Seeing Freya go down, Mia panics and, like, just sends so much healing light and energy over to her. Boop, doop, boop, boop.
All right, doing a two-action heal, which is a good call, because still can't do your battle medicine quite yet.
Boop, boop, boop. Do I target that right?
So you just need to roll the healing effect, and we'll apply it to Freya. Freya, you heal for 13 points of damage, and go up, you just wounded one.
Why is there a skull?
Because for some reason it still says you're dead. You are wounded one.
I know you want us to make other characters. Let's try this hard.
I like your character. So, Mia, you still have one action left.
Mia's just gonna stay here. She's just taking everything in, kind of like observing the situation and realizing just how out of her depth she actually is, and is starting to get really mad that this creep entity, shadow, whatever the frack he is, fey thing, keeps hurting her friends.
Now, as a bit of GM advice, you do have a cantrip's guidance or shield, as well as your one action gravitational pull.
Yeah, I want to save gravitational pull for sure.
Okay. Guidance is good though, because
guidance is great because we need it to hit him.
Mm-hmm. And we need those plus ones. Any of us could use guidance.
And you can cast it every round
from it.
On somebody
like
new.
Once someone does get the benefit, it's a while.
It's like an hour.
It'll only be once for this fight, but
yeah. Yep. But
each person can get it once.
Yeah.
Just calls out to Viren and is like, "Hey, you did really great. That was awesome. Can you do more of that?"
Certainly trying.
I will absolutely use guidance.
All right. So Viren, you are now under the benefits of guidance. And Freya, you wake up prone on the ground at wounded one.
Oh God, I really gotta stop doing this. And then I'm gonna spend my first action to stand up.
All right. Your frightened condition will still be in effect because you've only been down for the one round, but at the end of this turn, it'll go away.
So I am gonna cast Produce Flame, pull the sort of flame out of this guy, this dancing light that's like hovering above me, and chuck it at Kanipo.
Okay.
Burn, you bastard.
All right, do the attack roll.
Two on the dice for an 8 for a critical miss.
So luckily there is not a critical failure effect. There's just not any fire that Kanipo takes damage from.
I'm pretty sure that Foundry just hates my character.
Kanipo is unable to slim step because of the very dim lights that surround Vin, but he still smiles as he takes a normal step to the side, getting Vin and Varen in a straight line.
Horizon Thunder Sphere.
Yeah.
Nah, this man's all about creepy shadows. Man. It's going to be Grim Tendrils.
He targets Vin and Varen with a 60-foot line as once again, flayed strips of his flesh reach out to your shadows. Any both of you to give me
bridges. I'm gonna use that guidance on this. My fort's
13, 42.
Not that great, and I don't want to be hit by this. Didn't do anything, unfortunately. It's a 17.
Both of those are normal failures. So on top of taking 12 points of mental damage, you'll both be frightened one.
I'm gonna react to this as purple flames block some of that damage.
Okay.
Varen just it doesn't manage to cut into him at all, but it took a lot to dodge all that. That's all of my stamina gone.
So that is actually 9 points of damage that Vin takes, right? I calculated
correct.
That right?
Yeah.
And that is all for Kanipo. Then
I'm going to swing my blade down. I think I'm just going for just going for broke at this point, even though I am at a minus one. A 22, which does appear to hit. So what do I hit?
Let's see. So on a 1d2, you'll hit Kinipo full on. Anything else on a 1d6 roll will be one of the images.
Okay.
That's a 5. So you do destroy one of the images, but you don't do additional damage to Kinipo.
Okay. We're just going to spend all 3 actions to strike. And
yeah, I mean, get rid of the, we just got to get rid of the images possible. Either way. Like, yeah.
Right, that's the first priority. But I'm going to critically miss both attacks, a 9 and a 4. And that will end my turn.
All right. There it
is. Stage 1, try and hit this man with a gun. Because I vote. It's going to be hit him, and we're doing some support actions because I think I need a 15 or higher on the die, so I got a 25% chance of this hit. Let's find out here. 16 on the die. That's a hit. Yeah.
23 is a hit.
Let's see if we actually shoot this guy or blast the last image off.
So your chances are 1 and 2. So on a 1 through 3 on this D6 roll, you'll hit Kinipo. That is a 1. You actually hit Kinipo.
Ooh, buddy, you getting some cold iron damage. With max damage plus the cold iron trigger. Ooh.
Or do you? I get to use my reaction as Kinipo hasn't slim stepped since the beginning of their last turn. Instead, he now slim steps, taking no damage. If their new square would move them out of the range.
It is a ranged attack. He will need to move himself literally outside of this room.
Is he still in the dim light from the lights to counteract?
Yeah, because you're up against him. So he can't slim step, but he can do this.
Yes. So he is going to appear next to Freya.
He's still within range of my attack. It's 30 feet.
That is true.
30 feet before penalty, so.
So yeah, go ahead. He will still take the 10 damage as you see this coming and make a quick turn, shooting past Freya, who can't believe that you are aiming your gun at them.
Freya's looking over towards Kinipo and just sees Varen full go to fire and turn towards her right over the shoulder and impact into the wall.
Just
I would like to hit the deck.
Right then, Kinipo steps out of the shadow and is finally hurt for the first time against
just an icy stare iron. Past Freya to where this bullet lodges into his shoulder and just burns. It's not cold iron, but it's working like it is. And just a dead blank stare from Varen.
Yes.
I told you I didn't need the cold iron, didn't I? That was a one-sided deal you made. Freya, behind you. And going to do some encouraging words to both Freya and our friend Vin. Good job taking care of the images. Wouldn't have been able to get that without you. But we're going to give you both a quick diplomacy to see if we can give you back some stamina points. Find it in my actions menu. There we go. All right. Well, it's not wanting to post. DC is 15. This is a diplomacy check on Freya. Sadly, at a minus one still from the frightened. But that's going to get you a D8 of stamina back.
Yes.
That's going to be good 6 job. Stamina back for Freya. And for Vin, let's give this another go. Sadly, not going to work on Vin, though I can try again later.
Vin's still feeling a little
burned mad. I'm re-rolling Vin as a fire barbarian.
Vin, did you use that guidance?
I did. Yeah, I have the immunity on me right now.
Okay, gotcha. Good. All right, so Mia.
Mia, incredibly frustrated, not just with herself, but with the entire situation. Everyone sees something that they haven't seen before from Mia, and she just kind of starts levitating ever so slightly off the ground. And as her eyes open up, they actually glow, like from the inside of her skull out low. She looks at Kinipo and she's like, I see you don't like the light, but I think maybe you should have more of it. And I'm going to use Moonbeam and I want to heighten it.
A focus spell. I love focus spells.
She is looking dead into his soul.
Hey, it's 26.
26. And this is still an attack roll to hit. Mm-hmm. So we have to see if you hit Kinipo or his image. On a 1d3, again, on the d6, it'll hit Kinipo. Everything else, you'll destroy the last of his mirror images. That's a 1. You hit Kinipo.
Who over you?
All the damage.
Damage.
If he heightened it, you probably need another 1d6.
Yeah.
We are not high enough level for you to heighten it yet. We don't have higher spell levels.
It'll heighten itself anyway. So he'll take 3 fire damage from the moonbeam, as well as be dazzled for 1 minute, or for 1 round. So all creatures will be concealed to him, so he'll have to make a flat check to see if he can hit anyone.
The downside is Mia's eyesight has taken a giant crap.
Freya.
Okay, I am going to spend my first action to recharge my spell strike, running my hand along the blade and channeling that magical energy into it. And let's continue with this. I'm going to spell strike, cast Briny Bolt at him.
Oh!
Is a 22.
A 22 is exactly what you need to hit. Now let's see if it's against him or one of the images.
A 4?
Freya, though your spell strike doesn't hit Kanipo, you end his mirror image. You can look at his beady eyes, and even though they don't look like they have pupils, you see a slight glimmer of worry, as he no longer has the one effect that was keeping him truly free from harm. With blood gushing out black as ichor from the bullet that Varen did, and seeing the strength of Mia's moonbeam, as well as Varen's flame, and the power exerted from your spell strikes, a tiny, imperceptible sweat goes down his forehead. And will they get their hands on the Shade Wither Key? What will happen to them when they do? We'll have to find out next time on Ash and Snow.
Ash and Snow uses trademarks and copyrights owned by Paizo Inc., used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Ash and Snow is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo's Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com. Ash and Snow is copyright 2024 by Skulltale Entertainment, LLC.